Here's the outline for the bulk of the course, 7 chapters. There are extra chapters where you have to decide which way to go, whether you're moving on to Java or C++. But these 7 are common to both. In getting started, we just take a look at a C program, actually a couple of sample programs, just to get the feel for the layout of a C program, what it looks like, and how to compile and things like that. Very, very simple, just getting our feet wet. In Chapter 2, we talk about the basic scalar data types, that is, those that are not multiples. In other words, just numbers, integers and real numbers, and what their features are and how they work. In Chapter 3, we cover the operators. This is very crucial because C has a lot of operators. It has more than most languages. And again, you know, the reason for that, or one of the reasons for that, is because it's a systems programming language. And so there are some things you do in systems programming that you do not do in just regular applications programming. So there are things that are very low level, like bit manipulation, things like that. In Chapter 4, we talk about the basic constructs for controlling the flow of programs. In other words, constructing your logic. So that's things like if statements and loops. And in Chapter 5, we finally get to the other data types, that is, those that are compound, and basically that's just arrays and structures. If you've used other languages like COBOL, Pascal, Modula 2, you're familiar with the concept of a record, and that's called a structure in C. We don't get to functions until Chapter 6. That may sound a little strange because functions are so important in C, but it's my feeling that you need to master all of the other things, the basic data types and how to construct your logic and things like that before we get into functions. Once we hit that chapter, we will talk about all of those things that make C so powerful as far as deploying major applications, because a C program is indeed mostly just a collection of functions. And then in Chapter 7, we treat the dreaded P word, pointers. It is an interesting thing that pointers are so notorious, shall we say. They are a source of difficulty and bugs in C programming, but you know, it doesn't have to be that way. And we will cover that, I believe, in a very straightforward, understandable way, and take some of the mystery out of that.